guys, welcome to the Years in Between with me, Loretta Maria.
And me, Jacinta Jerry.
This is a podcast where we talk about our thoughts, feelings and experiences in the years in between.
So I'm fine. How are you? We're not going to go in the
That's so suspect. Do you not want to delve into it? Okay.
I'm okay.
Cool. I'm tired, guys. Today, I've been so tired. Like, current status, TFL, tube strikes, everything strike.
You know, I've not actually, like, suffered with the madness.
Must be nice.
I know.
Must be so nice.
Like, even on the way here, so calm.
Guys, yesterday it took me 2.5 hours to get home.
That's peak.
The bus kept saying 2 minutes. It took 40 minutes bus.
Wait, why did you get the bus home?
Tubes are not working.
Oh.
Sorry. And I walked to work and I walked on my lunch break and I wasn't going to walk home. Like, my feet.
You walked to work?
Yeah.
From here?
Yeah.
There's no way. What route do you take? How long does that take you?
And why do
you
walk home? It takes my hour and 20 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, but I walk with Vim. Do you guys, you know what song's the best song to walk to? Like, if what? You want to... Oh my gosh,
Mind on Top, My Rap. That one.
Is that the music that you listen to?
No.
I was...
I listen to it all.
The song I'm talking about is Give It To Me by Timbaland, Justin Timberlake, and Nelly Furtado. Is it going, is it going, is it going, is it going? I don't know. You're looking for...
I'm on the wires at the moment doing that song.
How does it go? Give it to me, give it to me, give it to me. If you see us on the block, you'll be acting
all night.
If you see us,
what were you singing before?
That's the intro to it.
Oh,
but that song. If you walk at that pace, I think I even got to work in 1:15.
If you give it what?
If you see us in the club, we'll be acting real nice. If you see us on the block, we'll be acting all night. You need no. And, like, I was keeping pace, even if I was looking at the birds, the squirrels.
I mean, boom, I'm like boom, that with boom. Some gospel songs that I listen to. So, I hear
they have
it.
Pace like that?
Yeah, they do.
Ooh.
I know. Especially because I walk from my house to the station. It's only, like, a 9-minute walk, but I can get there in 5. But I lock in.
Holy Spirit, don't know
that. I speed like Elijah.
I love that. But, yeah, so the tube strikes, it's actually written off.
But we've only got 4 more days, have we? 3 more days.
No, because if I don't walk to work, it's looking long to get to work. So every morning when I wake up, I decide.
So do you wake up early enough to decide whether to walk or not? Well, obviously you do.
Yeah.
So what time do you have to leave if you have to walk? If you're going to walk?
I have to be out the door at 7, like by 7.
So you get to work at 8:20?
Yeah. And then I have to shower and do all that. And then...
Oh, you shower at work? Oh, I get you. Mm. How was that like?
The shower's actually really nice.
Mm.
They're real, real nice.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you wear, like, barefoot?
Sorry, I just... What did you take me for?
Sorry, I just
wanted... She violated. She wanted to have a toe fungus. You wanted to get a verruca.
I didn't know, I just wanted to...
Bad girl.
So you're saying people at work are dirty?
No, but that's what you were asking me.
No,
why do I wear slippers?
I just wanted to know if you wear slippers in your shower or not.
Why would you think I could wear slippers?
I don't know, I just wanted to...
How did you think I was raised?
I just wanted to make sure that you're my cousin.
Wow. But then, guys, you're so funny. Today, because basically, where the showers are, there's like an underground way to get to the reception. So then you can like go to the office. But I'd never used the underground way. I must have gone, and the lights. Keep in mind, it was given like.
Was you in your
a car park?
Oh, sorry.
I was. Oh, this
wait,
girl.
Shall we change next?
Yeah, I was okay, changed, okay. Ready to go into the office.
Okay.
And I was going to do the underground way so that I didn't have to go back outside of the building and go round to the front so I can enter through the front. But where the showers are, it's like this locked section that's like next to like a car park, the underground car park. So. Come out to the car park. I wanted to go the underground way and it's like a tunnel. First of all, the lights turned off in that underground tunnel. I said, hey. Oh my, so if it was at morning time, best believe I'd be screaming and running. So I put my flashlight on, I walked the whole way down. I'm trying to shake these doors, trying to find which doors before to the reception. I was like, yo, like, this is not working. I didn't want to stay too long, so I walked back, and then I'm there, like I have like stuff that I'm carrying, like my shoes and whatever. And then this guy on a bike, like, comes and like stands in the corner. And he's there, like, looking at me. I'm thinking, why is this guy looking at me? Turns out it was my colleague. He said my name. I didn't hear him the first time. And then when he said it the second time, I was like, oh, it's him. Didn't recognise him. Only to find out when we were sat.
Panic.
No, I was there, like, because I knew that I was straight. I could run the other way if need be. But I was just a bit like, who's that? I found out later on today that he was like, I mean, I couldn't really see you, like, in a dark corner. It's like, you were in a dark corner, because where I was quite dark. He was like, you were in a dark corner. I kept calling your name, but you weren't responding, so I didn't know it was you. And then, he was like, after a while, like, he was like, I had to, like, really scope it out. And then the guy he was telling me, we were both laughing. He's like, so what, were you scared? He was like, no, like, she started running towards me. I'm scared. He's like, yeah, like, she started running towards me, I'm a bit scared. But, like, other than that, no. But then he told me the different way. He didn't tell me the way that I wanted, but we made it out. So that was this morning, which was quite fun.
That's funny.
Side note, you know, throwback, there's a song that I've been listening to, and I performed it for my sister last night.
Not performed.
And it's just, every once in a while, I feel like every few years, it reignites, and it reminds me of our older cousin, that, because she put us onto them when I was like 6 years old.
And Dubs or something.
Yeah. And their song, Ouch.
Sing it.
6:30 in the morning, I've arrived early from tour. Step into the house, walking up the stairs. One step, two step, three step, four. I'm on the second floor. That was another song I was walking to. My name's Shaniqua, and what?
Nah, get the hell up, blah, blah, blah.
Sorry.
Oh, I don't know. I don't really know. Was it? I don't know an end of something, but you know, like that.
Yes, you do.
What?
Whatever, there's Papa, can you hear me? What other song? I've literally got the album on my phone, bro. There's so, when I was listening to it, I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't realise how many songs of like N-dubs that I knew. I will defeat you, should have never rescued me. No,
okay. I swear. There are no people
like N-dubs these days.
Na na na.
Na na
na.
Oh, to be like grown and but young and lit in like the late early 2000s, late 90s.
I want to go back.
I wish I was 16 in the 14 in the late 90s, and then like my later teens, early 20s, I had in like the early 2000s.
I could imagine it being a good time.
But obviously, I'm thankful to be alive now.
I think we got best of both slightly.
Yeah, because our childhood was like.
Yeah, do you know what? I was just thinking, like, because like you're the youngest in your household, you had your older siblings showing you these things. Like, because I was the oldest in my household.
This wasn't older siblings. This was older cousins.
Old cousins. See, okay, but we were kind of like separated a little bit.
Mm.
We come around, but I wasn't around those older cousins as much as you guys were. So I was the oldest in my household. Obviously, I have older siblings, but we didn't live together.
Mm.
So I discover these things, and I probably discovered them later on when you guys already know. So I'm like, okay, let me just know the words that are common. Like, oh, like little repeat. Survival. Do you know what I mean? Survival. Yeah. Because you put my younger brother as well, so.
Mm.
But yeah,
like, that's actually so sweet. I could just imagine you being like to your brother, like,
yeah, like, listen to it. You know, like, straight jeans and fit it, Yeah, I only know that song because of our neighbour that we used to play out with. He's got an older sister, so he's older sister put him on. And he showed me that song, yeah, but obviously I'm like, this is a naughty song, like. Do you know what I mean? Like,
and then you put the
household
brother on.
Yeah, thinking about the household that I grew up in.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So I think, oh my gosh, and then I put my brother on, yeah.
But I also had quite diverse in the sense my sister and brother listened to very different genres of music.
True. Yeah.
So that's why I feel like I'm like a melting pot for music. Yeah.
A sweet brew.
Yeah. I like that. Sweet brew. But, also, you know, guys, I told you last week, my sister blessed me with a Kindle, got a case, got a pop socket, lost a pop socket because I got it delivered to, like, the Amazon lockers somewhere when I was running other errands.
You lost the pop socket.
So
that's tough.
But yeah, the rest of my week's been pretty chill.
You said you had a question. Do you remember it or not?
No, of course I don't. We've actually had a whole chin wank. I definitely don't remember that question.
That's tough, isn't it?
Yeah. September's going strong at work though.
That's good.
These walks to work getting that 10k clocking it by 9 in the morning.
Just stepping. How many steps do you do in a day?
My average is now like 9k.
Damn.
A
week. Mine's 8.
That's solid.
7 day, I know, right?
Let's see, what are you walking to see? She's just she's outside. She's not outside. That was so auntie.
I actually am a little auntie, I think.
Yeah, I think she's clocked her auntie stage, guys.
Early.
So this is so grim.
Early.
But it's okay.
Mm.
Means I'll be an auntie soon.
What?
Side note, you must have got it. This is, you know, to all the girlies out there, yeah. Because we're turning 25 soon. Did you get your...
I got the letter to say that I am basically a pensioner. Yes, I did.
No, not that one.
What, cervical cancer?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
When you say pensioner, I thought it was talking about the pension one.
No, but the letter is basically saying I'm a pensioner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's 25 to 64. Why am I in the same... Why is that the bracket I'm in?
Guys, she got her cervical cancer. Not cervical smear.
Yeah.
Screening.
Oh, yeah, having cervical cancer is crazy.
Yeah, God forbid I
would
do that.
Yeah, that's wrong wording. I apologise.
I got the letter to...
book her cervical screening.
Yeah. You've not got it?
No.
Mm-mm. What do you mean you haven't?
I have not received
yours
any.
Yours is coming this month because I got mine in August.
I have
and
not...
Your birthday month is a month after mine, so you're going to get it in September.
Any communication.
By the end of September, you're going to get it.
Mm-mm.
Yes, you are. 25 soon, remember that?
I have not received any communications from the National Health Service in relation to cervical screening.
You sure get one very soon.
So, no.
As, you're
young
saying,
and lit.
As you were,
young and lit. guys, it's a Tour de France, guys.
You hang on to the because you're gonna be meeting me there.
Not yet. It's a Tour de France in the streets in London, guys. Everybody, their grandma, grandpa, all on the bikes, line bike, home bike, every bike. This morning, bro, it was wild.
That's what
we have to get to work somehow, Sean.
Yeah. They're trying to do cycle to work scheme. They're trying to push that. They don't really want drivers on the road. Get used to it.
Gosh, I feel like it's a topic I've spoken about a lot, but I guess it's in relation to what we were talking about before we started filming. I saw this TikTok literally as I was coming home from work. This person was talking about like income and relationships. And it made me think of a question. Cinta, you guys? Does the person in your relationship, the other person, do they have to have a certain amount of income for you to feel like, okay, this is something that we're pursuing?
Okay. I think...
Why is she smiling?
Stop. Okay, cool. A certain amount. I think it's more dependent.
The way you're looking at.
It's more dependent on the vision that the person has.
Okay.
And the vision that the person has, and kind of like what they're working towards. I think that matters more because at this tender age of 24, some people, we're all in different brackets. Like some people are like, you know, really high earners. Some are, you know, just getting their feet, you know, into the job market or whatever. Some, we're all in different stages. So I feel like now it'll be kind of unfair to say that someone needs to make a certain amount of money for me to pursue them. But I think it's heavily dependent on where they want to go and what they want to do in life. Because if they've got a vision and they're working towards it, right? Then if that vision is like success and they're working towards their meaning of success and you align with that as well, then it's kind of like we can sail and build together. Yeah,
I've got part two to that question.
Part two,
because you're saying about obviously they're getting their feet in the job market, you know, trying to catch their bearings. Would you put a being 24? Would you put a time frame on that, or is it a thing of like, again, because being 24, we still got time.
I mean, we still do have time. Like really and truly, we're in the mid of our 20s. Sadly, so. Even though we are young and we do have time, but it's like this time is time constraint. So
you have to be making moves.
Yeah. And literally, like, if let's say you're not doing anything, not to say you won't get to where you want to go in the time that you want to be there, but it's also like it's a very crucial, maybe Kairos moment as well. Like, if because we're 24, we're not 21. I feel like if we were younger, give yourself more time. But 24, almost 25, we're 5 years away from 30. And not say like at 30 you need to be at the peak of your career, or like, you know, your deemed success. But I just think I wouldn't give them a time length. Is that what you said? I wouldn't give them a time length, but
time frame.
But I'd also make my judgments from
their efforts.
Yeah, I think largely.
That's a valid answer. That's a very valid answer.
Thanks.
I agree a lot of things with that, to be fair. So yeah, like it's just very interesting. Like
it is interesting because it's like,
because I know there's some people that would very much say if you're not making this amount of money, like I know some people would be like, if you're not making this amount of money, they're not trying
to hear it. But I think it's also because depends.
Some of them, it comes from a place of they're earning a certain amount like, of income.
If they're like, you know, going up the career ladder, you know, and they have goals in the career that they're in, and they're, you know, actively working to get there, and they're like, you know, respected in their field, that's different. They wouldn't want to go for someone that's, but we don't know.
So it's dependent.
It is dependent.
But then some people really, I guess, like see, like I was saying, people's efforts and see the vision and they align with that person's vision and it aligns with the type of life that they want for themselves as well. So it's very much so even if they're earning XYZ, it's just like, okay, this person's driven, this person's proactive and we can go into this and like they work as two people together. But there's also other people that they could still feel that way, but it's just like they have a, like, I guess a checklist or like a boundary for themselves where it's like, because maybe people have paths where they're like, yeah, I let that happen, got done dirty, and it's just like, well,
yeah,
never happening again. So
yeah,
it's all about perspective and I guess experience. So
yeah,
it's interesting. But thanks for answering my question. What do you think?
Yeah, really
awesome. Well, I said I basically agree with what you were saying, but yeah, I just think for me, I'm again because being 24, it would just sort of be like, what's the vision? Like, what's the what's the POA, the plan of action?
You see yourself in 5 years.
It's not like I'm there. Like, you need to earn.
Like if you don't earn, there's no chat to me.
Yeah, like that's. I thought it's very like materialistic or shallow with
thinking
because it's like things could turn like that. You could be with someone that's earning big bucks and then the switch gets flipped. Are you suddenly going to drop them? I'd hope, because it's emotional connection, that you people wouldn't do that. But some people hold that stuff very highly, above emotion, above, you know,
it's, I guess, security. Connection. Well, like,
that's true, because, but then wouldn't you then have your own?
For sure. It's true.
So, I don't know. It's very, I think there's a lot more. Money's important, of course, because some people, like, was it money can buy you happiness? It's like some people are like, I'd rather be crying on Rolls Royce than, you know.
Money.
But it's like, it allows you freedom.
Yeah, it can't buy you happiness, but it can buy your happiness happiness.
You have time. When you have money, you have time. Because that's really what it is.
Like, it's like a temporary. Like, you can have the money, the freedom to do what you want, right? But that happiness, that freedom is only temporary.
Because
you're going to do the same thing. So it's buying your happiness, but it's not buying you happiness.
And I guess on the flip side, if you're, because you know some people marry someone just for the money, just for the, you know, freedom, but wouldn't you prefer to be married or with someone that's like, you're also in love with them and you also are financially literate and are financially free? Like,
financially free, financially literate is the goal.
Yeah.
Literate. Financially literate.
Mm-hmm.
Happy.
Mm-hmm. Those four things, was it health, wealth, love, and happiness? But like, financial and physical health. Financial, physical wealth.
Not just that, spiritually as well.
Obviously, yeah. Financial, physical, spiritual, environmental. Like, there's so many tools that we could be, but health, wealth, love, and happiness. I like that question.
Should we move on to the book?
Yeah, let's go. What did you read up to?
36.
Okay, cool. I've read a little.
41, isn't it?
I didn't read 41.
Where did you read to? 39.
No, continuing with 36.
36.
Yeah, I just read a little bit into it.
Oh, same.
Okay. I was so tempted to just be like, you know, I'm just going to read it, but I said,
really? I feel like nothing else can happen at this moment. I'm kind of waiting for the book to end.
I was still...
Nothing can happen at this moment.
Guys, you tried to slide that...
What can happen right now? We have, like, okay, cool. Let's debrief. Go on.
There was something that happened that I was really shocked about.
I can beat him up, Dutton. Beat him up.
When he walks, beat him, guys, up. He walks in on his wife and Dutton in relations. Side note, I got from a source that we're pronouncing the name wrong. Do you remember?
Yeah. I know. You know what it is? Because from the source that I had in my life once,
right,
this was that their name.
Yeah, and so they've got an accent the way they say it. So they probably thought that's why she thought it was just Chide. Rather than Yejide.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yeah, I've just heard them say it in my head.
Yeah. When he walks in on his wife and his brother,
he just sees red.
Yeah,
and
he sees red.
And you can imagine what happens when a person sees red.
Yejide looked in his eyes and she just stared him eye to eye, acknowledged him and just looked away like, I don't care. Like, you see this, you see us. And then it wasn't only until, like, his brother saw him, he was like, oh my gosh. And he literally nearly killed him.
Literally.
That was the thing when she was like, look, your brother's dead. I was like, after all this scheming and planning. And he was there when the first time they did the...
Yeah.
They flashed back to his perspective. He came back. When he pretended to go off to the club, he came back and stood by the door and heard it all go down.
But just to remind you guys, he made an agreement with his younger brother to do the act with his wife so that his wife can have a baby because he is infertile. Just to remind you guys, not to say that we're condoning adultery.
Absolutely not.
But, yeah.
Also,
he couldn't hack it. He couldn't firm it.
At all. No. At all. He didn't know. He even said, like, he didn't account for the things in life that you just can't account for. He was just saying, okay, you'll do this 5 times, we'll have 2 boys, 2 girls, everything will be cushy. He didn't count for the risk of sickle cell. He didn't count for just life in general being hard and being tough and all the emotional turmoil that they would both endure. And he was just like, yeah, I don't know why I thought it would be that easy. You'd think someone who would have Actually, if someone does that, he has no sense.
It's because it's because of how men see, like, intercourse. It's very detached.
Yeah.
So he probably thought it was that this is going to be a smooth transaction. Some men.
We're not generalising.
He probably thought it's going to be a smooth transaction. Like, you know, I get what I want.
Mm-hmm.
Peace. And she gets what she wants. Yeah. Children. But yeah, as you were saying.
It didn't work out at all. And now his younger brother has like a scar on his head.
Where his hair doesn't grow anymore.
Yeah. And the brother, he's so in love with Yejide.
I know, that's crazy.
Yeah, he even went to the thing to be like, she was like, I could tell. I think he said that he's going to miss her.
Yeah.
And she was like, I don't know what he thought I was going to respond. I was only just making sure that he didn't die from his brother. Like.
Yeah, he was so in love.
Yeah. The parents also got involved.
Yeah, they were like, why are my sons fighting? Mm-hmm. But they didn't tell him the truth.
They made up a lie.
They made up a lie,
about money, saying it was also money, and they played it, and Yejide was just there, like... And then Amumi was like, you see, I knew Yejide would be the reason for my son's... But little does she know. She's not the reason. Well, I guess she's the reason, but it's...
It was the father that said that. But Mommy said to Yejide...
Yeah.
Whatever happens in the dark will come to light.
Mm.
So.
And now Dutton's moved to Australia.
And he's sending.
Akin letters. Waiting for responses.
What do you think about the letters? Do you think they're remorseful? Who do you think is in the wrong here? Like, what are your thoughts? Because we're kind of.
I think they were both in the wrong, but I feel like Akin used his position as an older brother to sort of coerce.
His younger brother,
and knowing that his younger brother had feelings for his wife, he used that as almost leverage to, even though he didn't explicitly say, like, I know you like her anyway, like, why don't you do it? He knew that his younger brother had feelings for his wife and the traits of his younger brother, and, like, traits in the way of, like, his, like, morals, his loose morals, and, like, even when he was asking him, just... A lot of, like, pressure for him to just do it. Like, come on, it's just, you know, five times. It's not even da-da-da. But then the fact that Dutton actually then entered into his brother's marriage to do that. What do you think?
I definitely think this is... I don't want to point the blame at someone, but this is all Akin's doing.
You don't think Dutton...
I feel like his letters are just, they're kind of like, they're not remorseful. He is saying like, oh, why won't you write to me? Like, I'm sorry, I've forgiven you. Let's just forget this. But it's not like...
You said tell him to put your pride aside.
Yeah, it's not like, he's like, I'm sorry. Like, I don't know, it's not like... He's genuine.
But I guess you also have to remember, he did get beaten to a pulp. For doing what he was asked to do.
No, I know. I know.
So, no, I know again.
I know. Dutton should say sorry for the last, you know, interaction that him and Yejide had. Well, not last interaction, the last relation. You know what I'm trying to get at.
But he's doing what...
Yeah, but the last time they did it, he was not meant to do.
Oh yes,
that was out of agreement,
out of the contract.
So I feel like
I forgot about that.
Saying sorry for that, I hear it, but also the reason why he's even in there is because, like, it's like a dog, right? I'm not saying that men are dogs, but it's like a dog, right? Obviously,
they're
to
not.
Train them.
I'm sorry, I'm not laughing at that. They're not. I am, but they're not.
But for them to like, for a dog to like learn something or establish this is connected to this. If I do this, it's. You know?
Yeah, conditioning.
Is that conditioning, right? Thank you. So cool. We know that Dutton can't keep himself to himself, and Akin took leverage on that, yes?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like you're feeding Dutton the bone that he, you know, goes up to...
Tantalising him with it.
Exactly, to get. So, not to say that it was conditioning in a way, but if someone that... You know, he's kind of been allowed, you know, to do the thing with. Is to
entertain
there.
His vice.
Yeah, he's going to... The dog's going to keep going back.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what
with
I mean?
With the person that he's, like, been probably fantasizing, because he likes her.
Yeah. So
he wants her.
Again, I'm not trying to justify his reasons, his actions, but he was given a platform to do that.
But then, should, I guess,
I don't think
to play the thingy advocate, wouldn't you say that, cool, he's been given this thing that he likes to do with this person that he really likes, but then should he not look and say, actually, obviously, like how you said, this was outside of their agreement, but it's also like, I've been given a place to live by my brother. He's lost his job and has no money.
Yeah.
His brother's been, like, housing him, looking after him. And it's like, well, do you even care for your life? Like, at that point, yeah, cool, he's been... Yeah. But it's, you know, as what? A human, there's a level.
Yeah, there is a level. And I'm not trying to disregard that.
Mm.
But I just think, like... What was I going to say? How mad can I can be?
Because of it.
Like, how mad can he really be? Like, the way he's moving is like, you know, Dilton maliciously went out of his way to do this.
Mm. He orchestrated his own downfall. This is... They should study this... I don't know if they'll be allowed to, because it's... Actually, I think they should study this in, like, A-level English lit, because it's giving Shakespeare, it's giving Hamasha, you know, Fall from Grace. It's giving, you know, Bildon's Roman. Like, it's very much so he's learning about himself during the course of this whole thing. Even with the whole... the baby Rotimi, how now Ijide is just giving the baby to him as soon as he walks in the door from work, and like in the night she doesn't wake up to look after the baby or anything. Is very much so on Akin, which obviously that's his daughter, so rightfully so it's his responsibility. So I'm not saying it's not, but it's almost giving neglect from Ijide.
It is neglect.
She's detached. She doesn't give the baby anything more than breast milk. Was it breastfeeded? Breast milk. And even the Aya something at the salon was like, this baby's grown enough to be having fish and da-da-da, but you're only giving the baby milk.
Yeah. So it is neglect. I think she's trying to not get too attached, just in case, you know, she loses her baby.
Yeah.
Which is really sad. Postnatal depression.
She was talking about how Mummy wasn't giving her any grace when it came to the whole, I don't know if it was a naming ceremony or something, but like she was loosely holding Rotimi and was just sort of like, I just don't want to get attached to her in any way. And you can clearly see like she's suffering deeply, but
I just feel Mummy's sorry
not holding any grace for her.
The baby, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, the baby's just the baby's a victim in all this.
Yeah.
We spoke about it. Because she's born after Sesan, who was a sickle cell sufferer.
Yeah.
And in the book, they refer to it as like a Kubi child. That name for the child who was suffering with the sickle cell disease. The next child after that, I'm remembering more about the whole hitting. I can't even talk about that, that's too much. The child that's born after the child with a disease, they give them a name that's sort of like, I don't know, will you have it type thing. I think they describe it as like, Rotimi is sort of like, I can't remember how she described it. It's like they can change it to be like Olu something, Olu Rotimi or something like that.
If Rotimi was to pass, it would be like,
oh, it was your fault all along. Like, yeah. It was always your intention to die type thing.
But if she was to live, it would be like wealth.
Yeah, like it would then change to like a beautiful name.
But so, then when would you change the child's name? Like when they pass a certain age? Like when would that be...
But then, Rotimi also has sickle cell, doesn't she?
Yeah, we found out that she does. And Akin's mother is kind of like, she kind of said a loose prayer over her granddaughter.
It's just that, like, it's not right that detached, but it's like the fact that this is the situation. Obviously, it's not the child's fault. The child was just dealt these cards. it's just like, again, like, can she not catch a break?
Yeah, the book isn't getting any better.
Yeah.
the book is getting like, but I'm kind of like, from now on, oh yeah, mummy's trying to set acting up with another young lady.
Is that in 36?
Oh, I thought you read a little bit.
I said a little bit. A little bit. You read halfway, three did. Quarters.
I really did.
You bad girl.
But yeah, she's trying to do it again. She's trying to have Mommy, a girl for me.
And the thing is, mummy's out here thinking that her son can bear children. And obviously, with like sensitivity to the topic of infertility, because male infertility is real too. She's out here blaming Ichide for all of this. It's like, it's very much so your son schemed and orchestrated this whole thing that slowly but surely led to the downfall and the breakage of their marriage.
It's lack of knowledge.
And literally, stay with me. No one's trying to stay with her. But actually, Akin, I guess he is, but...
Akin is, but...
But she does not love him anymore.
He ruined the relationship.
Like,
I think she's tired.
Can't find the guy, sorry. Yeah, more than tired, like...
Yeah, I don't know if it's, like, she doesn't exactly love him.
Yeah, because the one person, I think, the one person you would hope to not do this to you is the person you enter into, like, the covenant of marriage with. Yeah, so I think
she's just, like, she's disappointed, she's tired. I think she just doesn't know. Like, I don't even know what I'd do.
And I guess it's because it's from all angles. Because if you look at it, like, her mum passed away, left her. Like, obviously, her mum didn't leave her, but in the sense of her passing, she no longer had a mum in her life. Her dad was juggling, what, 4 other wives? So I'm assuming he wasn't that present.
And she had no siblings.
Exactly. Even when she went to the funeral of her father, the half family started... Moving away, wherever she went, they'd move away. And Akin was like, oh, should we not go stand with them? She was like, wherever I go, they'll just move away to alienate me more. So it's just like, at that point, obviously, Akin's the only one that she has. Now Akin's done this to her. Her kids, obviously, passing away because of unfortunate events, they're leaving her. And it's just like, no matter what aspect of her life enters, it leaves her. So she's now, through trauma, through experience, she's trained herself to just be detached and sad and not be happy about anything because it's going to get taken from her.
Yeah, which
soon
is
enough.
So sad. That's so depressing.
And can't exist in that reality.
At all.
But she has to.
Sadly.
This book is getting sadder and sadder, guys.
It is. Yeah, actually, it really is.
But then it does flash because we've got, at this point, I think we're still in a flashback. But it flashed to a point where she's got an invite from Akin. At this point, well, at the point in, I can't remember which chapter it was, but I guess she moved and she left. And then she was like, oh, I received a letter from you or from Akin to go and mourn his father who had passed away. And then it jumped back to the whole thing I was talking about.
Yeah.
The beat up, the brother moving to Australia and all that lot. So we'll see. Yeah, should we wrap it up next week? Like, finish the book? Because I don't think I can wait. Guys, side note, I'd be on the tube reading this book. And they're like, I'm just trying to look around. Obviously, I know no one else is reading it with me. But I'm like, you don't know what's just gone down in this book. Like, oh, guys, stay with me. Ayobami Adebayo. Can you even see it? It wants to read it, guys. It's so good. But yeah, guys, I hope you enjoy this episode.
Yes, I hope you enjoy this episode as well. Please, guys, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe.
And comment.
Please, don't just subscribe on YouTube, but subscribe on other podcast platforms, because we're there too. We're there. So if you're on the go, we can be in your ear.
Yeah, hi.
Hey.
Hope your journey's going well.
Get there safely.
Amen. And if you're listening, don't forget to rate us
five smackaroonies. Or Roonies.
You always like the Roonies. I do. Why? And leave a review if you're feeling it. Let us know your thoughts, feelings, experiences. If you're reading the book, let us know where you're at, how you're feeling, what you're thinking. But yeah, guys.
Yeah.
We'll see you next time.
Gonna love and leave you until next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.